welcome, everyone. This is Amari here.
And it's Sophia.
And welcome back to the Platinum Roll Podcast. Believe it or not, this is our third and final episode of our three-part voter series. How are you feeling, Sophia?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready. We are about a week out, so the countdown officially starts.
1,000%. Get revved up. This is exciting. And luckily, all of our props are pretty straightforward. We hope you all are doing okay looking up the candidates and figuring out who aligns with your personal values and are ready to turn in those ballots.
Yeah, even just having an intro and even knowing what the props are about is just so many steps ahead. So we want to thank you all so much for being a part of this journey. We have loved bringing the podcast back for a fourth season, and we hope you all have enjoyed spending some time with us. These episodes have been shorter, tons of info, but yeah, pretty straight to the point. We just want to make sure everybody is doing their part and is prepared.
Exactly. And as you all may know, we try to provide very concise information that's easy to understand and share. So please feel free to do additional research while filling out your ballot.
Yeah, a couple resources that you can use are calmatters.org, votersedge.org, and votersguide.sos.ca.gov. All these resources will provide you with important information, dates, deadlines, and so much more. You can also find these resources in our Linktree, which is linktree.com/platinumrulepodcast. And it wouldn't be me if I did not plug our Instagram one more time in this last episode, the Platinum Rule Podcast. And you can find this link tree also in our bio when you go visit our page.
Yes. So now that we got that covered, before we get started, I just want to mention a lot of important facts and dates are also in our previous episodes. So if you want to start from the beginning and listen to them all in a row, please feel free to do that.
Also, not to mention, when you do go to our Instagram, since we are in the 7-day stretch, we will be posting lots of just key information that you've got to know for the coming week. So definitely tune into that if you're more of a visual person.
With that being said, today we'll be covering the last three California state propositions that will be on our 2022 ballot.
Perfect. If you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get started.
All right, start your engines. First on the board is Prop 30, which would provide funding to help reduce air pollution and increase personal income taxes. California is home to some of the most beautiful places on earth, but as leaders of the nation, there are some long strides that need to be taken when addressing the environment. To make a push towards these efforts, Governor Gavin Newsom created an executive order to only allow zero-emission vehicles to be sold by 2035. All of that aside, this proposition would increase taxes on those who make over $2 million. The creators of this prop, which is Clear Air California, state that the extra generated taxes will pay for electric car rebates, charging stations throughout the state, and fire protection initiatives.
What are car rebates? Do you know?
So I believe that you get a tax break or a tax credit, like how you receive and fill out forms on your taxes. If you fill out a form and say, I purchased an electric vehicle that's kind of out of my price range to reach the 2035 deadline, you'll probably get a tax rebate on that, since electric vehicles are most definitely more expensive than a traditional car.
I'm actually looking that up. Rebates range from $1,000 to $7,000 for the purchase or lease of new eligible zero emission vehicles, including electric, plug-in, hybrid, electric, and fuel cell vehicles. I just had to look that up for myself too. Okay, so although this sounds great, there are a lot of opposers to this ballot measure, Governor Newsom being one of them. Opposers believe that this extra tax will encourage high earners to leave the state, which could devastate the overall quality of California. Definitely something to consider. Opposers also state that this ballot initiative is a fight between one company and actual legislators. They state that California legislators deeply study the budget, so they know how to distribute it properly without adding unnecessary taxes. They also believe that this is taking the power out of the state legislator to determine how much money in California should be spent. So it's important to note that we vote for legislative positions in every election. So if you would like those that make $2 million or more to be taxed approximately 1.75% a year to cover environmental costs, you would vote yes. And if you would like everyone's taxes to stay the same, you vote no.
All right, let's move on to Prop 31, which would prohibit the retail sale of certain flavored tobacco products. A little bit of background, in 2020, the governor signed a bill that banned flavored tobacco products. But if you still purchase them, like I know some of you do, there's a reason why. And the reason is obviously tobacco companies who fought to keep them. So this prop is asking Californians, what exactly do you want?
Supporters state that flavored tobacco encourages young people to smoke. Opposers state that this new law is getting in the way of people's choice to smoke what they want. So vote yes if you would like to ban the flavored tobacco products, and vote no if you would not like to ban the flavored tobacco products.
That one is very, very straightforward, as well as the next one. I know I'm super upbeat, and that's just my natural personality, but I do want to be respectful and give a little warning, or just a let everyone know we're going to be kind of changing the tune for this last prop that is on the ballot. Or maybe this is good news. We'll see. Last, and most definitely not least, we have Prop 1. Which would guarantee abortion rights in the state of California and in our Constitution. This prop is pretty straightforward and protects Roe versus Wade, which we all know was eradicated by the Supreme Court in June of 2022, a little bit earlier this year. This proposition would affirm a woman's right to choose and their right to choose contraceptives.
Yes, this proposition would also allow California to be a safe haven for women who cannot have safe abortions in the state that they reside in. So opponents say it's a ploy to get liberal voters out in this election. Legal reps that support this prop say that it's all-encompassing and leaves a little more room for interpretation like other states. So bottom line, vote yes if you would like California to make abortion a constitutional right in the state, or on the opposite, vote no if you would like to keep things as they are, meaning it's legal, but depending on your city or county, that could change.
Also, Platinum Rule Podcast is pro-choice, always and forever.
Forever. Yeah, for sure. I live right across the street from a Planned Parenthood. Just imagine, it's the start to my morning every day. And they have been actively out there every morning and literally tonight. Also, just like as a current events and life update, like I know there's so much drama and there's tons of headlines right now with brands dropping people and people being ignorant with comments in the media. Like I hate even just using that phrase in the media. I'm just gonna say people are gaining a lot of attention just with like things that are outside of the realm of like what's in front of us. So we as the next generation that's going to be affected by all of these things that are up for the vote cannot get distracted. I know it's super entertaining to tune into what drama or what's unfolding next. And I would be lying if I said I didn't tune into it either, but don't lose sight of encouraging your friends to get active. We're where it counts. So I kind of just wanted to throw that in there too as we're wrapping up this three-part mini series.
I love that sentiment. I wholeheartedly agree.
So with that, we're getting ready to wrap up. We just want to thank you guys again for tuning in. If our goal here is to have you guys listen to all three episodes, whether you do it at the same time, you listen in chunks. If you listen in chunks, it's nice, 15 or less minute episodes for you to just go through. And if you listen to them all together, it's probably going to be about 45 minutes. We were talking earlier about it. So mark it on your calendar, set a reminder, whatever you got to do to like just put the information in front of you and decide how you're going to be voting. And there's plenty of other things on your ballot that are outside of these props as well. So just with listening to this and tuning into our Instagram, like there's still other things on the ballot that even with this info, you won't be fully prepared. So just make sure you gear up and look into what you need to.
Absolutely. Tell your mom, tell your grandma, encourage your friends, your peers, your coworkers. the person that checks out your groceries at Trader Joe's, remind everyone to vote on November the 8th. We love you all.
Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I guess until we're back, huh? I don't know when we'll be back.
Dot, dot, dot. To be continued.
Okay, I think we're good to wrap it up, yeah?
Yep. With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, leave us a review and follow us on Instagram if you don't already, @PlatinumRule Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.